and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Psalm 37, the Bible says, and starting with reading in verse 1, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now notice verse 5. "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Well, the Christian life is described in a number of ways in the Bible. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Well, the committed life, the Christian life, is described first as an abundant life. It's a life that gives. It's a life that cannot be contained. It's a life that not only is abundant for the saved person, the person who knows Jesus as Savior, but it is abundant. It is given out to those around and about those individuals who name the name of the Lord as Savior. It's given to those people to share with them the gospel. It is an abundant life that we share. Notice in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, it is the crucified life. It says there, "I am crucified with Christ." And we're talking about the Christian life. We're talking about the person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Galatians 2:20, once again, starting with reading with verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Well, in this day and time that we live in, and in any day and any time that a person lives in, the person needs more than just the things of the world. We certainly need money, and we certainly need food. We certainly need those things, but when things get tough, you know the old saying, it is the tough get going. But when things get tough, the child of God needs to understand that the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the same faith that has saved the individual, is the faith that keeps that individual. It's the faith that keeps the individual through this world. Now, John chapter 15 and verse 5, the Bible says, and Jesus speaking, he said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." Well, the committed life, and the Christian life, is also seen as the fruitful life. We produce other individuals. Well, let me clarify that, if I might. We really do not produce those individuals, those saved people. Jesus Christ produces them. He is the one who does the work. He's the one who died for us. He's the one who died for individuals. He came to seek and to save those people in the world, you and I and others, to know him as Savior. He's the one that produces the fruit. Well, no woman, man, boy, or girl is saved apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Christian life once we get saved. John chapter 7 and verse 37 through 39. Now, when we read these verses, I just want to give you an idea, first of all, about the committed life, how that it is described in the Bible. Now, in John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39, it's described as the overflowing life. And then in 2 Corinthians 6, 17, it is seen as the separate life. Well, then in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Well, the committed life is seen as being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit means that the Spirit is working in and through us. He has us. We are sealed until the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. And as we are filled, the Holy Spirit has, if you would, more of us. And we are allowing Him to work in and through us for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we are filled with the Spirit, that doesn't mean we have more of the Spirit. He has more of us. We're giving ourselves more to Him. We are giving ourselves more to the cause of Christ by being filled with the Spirit. That means having everything between us and God is clear. Us and Jesus Christ is clear. In other words, we've been saved, but things creep into our lives as saved people that need to be taken care of in order for our fellowship to be full with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean you get saved again. That means that you say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me. I've done wrong. I've done something, Lord, and I'm asking you to forgive me. Lord, I know I'm saved, but I want my fellowship to be restored." You know, David prayed a prayer in Psalm 51. He wanted to have his fellowship, his joy once again with the Lord because he had done wrong. Are we any better than David? We do wrong, and we need to go to the Lord. Now, we don't have a license to sin. We do not have the responsibility or any reason to sin other than being in this old body that we have. That does not give us an excuse for sin. But when we do sin, we need to go to the Lord and say, "Oh God, forgive me." And once again, the Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says that. And that is to the Christian. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we see the committed life, the Christian life, as the transformed life. But notice with me, if you would, in our text, the Christian life in our text is described as the committed life. And once again, in verse 5 of Psalm 37, that's our text, it says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Commit thy way unto the Lord, the Bible says. There is an act of committal. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit means to hand over, give charge to, just as we commit our money to the bank where it is. Well, it used to be safe anyway. But as we've seen in these past few days, where is our money? Our money seems to be gone. So we need to commit our lives to the Lord. And now our lives, as we Christians have known, our lives are safer with the Lord than our money is in the bank. And what better way to illustrate that than looking around us today and saying, where is our money? What happened to our money? Well, the money's gone for the most part. And I don't know where it is and where it went. I just simply know that there's a lot of people that have more money than I do. I'm not one that is lusting after the money. I'm simply saying that as we look around us today, that things seem to be so bad. But do you know that it's not so bad that we can't turn to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and say, "Lord, I'm trusting in You to take care of me." Well, notice, commit thy way unto the Lord, the Bible says. The way refers to our whole life, spirit, soul, and body. our loved ones, our home, and health. In other words, we turn everything our way over to the Lord. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 refers to this in the words, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Or as someone has said, make a decisive decision or dedication. In other words, bow your head and say, Lord, what I have, I am giving to you. And then we see that the verse says, unto the Lord. And this indicates we are to hand over everything to the Lord. If you've never done this, then right now, commit your way definitely, finally, and irrevocably to God as His child. Then we see the attitude of committal. That verse says in verse 5 of Psalm 37, trust also in Him. We are not only to commit our way to God, but we are also to trust Him. We are not only to take our hands off our lives, but we must also let Him put His hands on as He sees fit. Don't try to tell God what to do. Let Him lead and guide your life. James F. H. McConkie says it well. He says, the commit that puts all into His hands needs the trust also that keeps all things under His hand. Let God control your life. Let Him lead your life. And where there is committal of all things, there should be submission in all things. And we should say as Paul, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Those words are true. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, not only had Paul committed his soul to the Lord, he had committed his entire life, his human being, to the Lord while he was on this earth. And that's what we need to do as Christians today. Paul was a man, flesh and blood, just like we are. We need to commit our life totally to God as Paul did. Well, notice the accomplishment of committal. Verse 5 of Psalm 37 says, He shall bring it to pass. God will accomplish all that is for His glory and all that is for the Christian's good in this life, in the life of a committed Christian. Notice this. He promised this. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. As we work for the Lord, we notice that all things work for the good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Well, His purpose is to seek and to save those who are lost. Our purpose should be to seek and to save those who are lost, introducing them to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Well, I've said this before about the money that's committed to a bank. We used to receive interest and dividends, and those things are just about gone. We see very little of that anymore, and according to Psalm 37, when we commit our way to the Lord, we receive interest or dividends. The things we are doing for the Lord today, committing our way to Him, committing our all to Him, committing our money, committing our lives to the Lord, we're sending those things on to heaven, and we will receive dividends for that. The Bible says that they shall inherit the earth in verse 9, and the Bible says the meek shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace in verse 11. The Bible says that the Lord upholdeth the righteous, verse 17. Won't you trust Him today as a Christian? You've already trusted Him to save you. Trust Him today to take care of your life. Commit yourself to Him. Commit your life to Him. Give Him yourself. God will take care of you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.